I'm Martin Greenberger, UCLA Anderson School, where I work in disruptive technologies, not finance.
You're forgiven. Go ahead.
My friend Walt would like to know if Berkshire has been considering splitting its Type A shares like it did its Type B shares. And if so, what are the pros and cons in your opinion, and what would be the short-term and longer-term effects?
Yeah, well, in effect, we've already split it, you know, 1,500 for one by having to be available. And, you know, we have a situation where the company will never be sold, but if any transaction involves the A stock, the B shares are going to get treated exactly the same. So there's really no disadvantage to owning the B stock, except it has somewhat less voting power than the A stock. But in every other way, it's the same instrument. And so we already have a split stock available. So I would tell Walt that he really should not count heavily on the A stock getting split. Charlie?
Yeah, Warren used to cheer up his old friends by telling them, may you live until the A stock splits.
And I would love to make that deal myself.